Good morning. Hazy sunshine to start the day across interior New York and New England, although it is dry throughout the region. Energy is departing east of Cape Cod this morning. The next wave of low pressure and jet stream energy is still well out to our north and west in the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Sandwiched in between high pressure, and that will be in control today, keeping us dry with hazy sun and clouds and increased humidity. A typical summer day with highs approaching 90 and the heat index, when you factor in the humidity, in the lower and even some mid-90s in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. A weak disturbance will pass through tonight with more clouds and maybe a passing shower, but generally dry, with temperatures back into the upper 60s to around 70. It's going to stay mainly dry tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds. Then a front will approach from the west and clouds will start to build by late afternoon. And into the evening hours, scattered showers and thunderstorms will show up. Some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side after dark tomorrow night as they roll through the region, but before that happens, temperatures will reach into the upper 80s. This whole batch of showers and storms will move through by Friday morning, leaving us dry for Friday afternoon, and with a mix of sun and clouds back into the middle and upper 80s. A series of disturbances will then pass through over the weekend. A weak one may touch off an isolated thunderstorm on Saturday, otherwise it'll be dry to start the weekend in the mid-80s, with an increased chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and into the early part of next week on Monday, with highs in the lower 80s, even back into the upper 70s with a passing shower on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest. The possibility exists for a potentially widespread damaging wind threat to unfold across this region this afternoon and especially into this evening and overnight, generally owing to a favorable location of moisture and buoyancy in relation to a seasonably strong trough and belt of westerly winds aloft. Meanwhile, heavy rain with localized flooding is possible in the desert southwest. Flash flood watches are in effect for parts of Arizona and Utah. And hot temperatures will impact the Central Plains and mid-Mississippi Valley for the rest of the week, with excessive heat warnings in effect for St. Louis, Kansas City, and the surrounding region, with these locations reaching heat indices of up to 110 degrees. And the National Hurricane Center has issued its last advisory on Don, which has diminished into a remnant low and is moving across the Windward Islands. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly sunny skies and 52 degrees, a visibility of 45 miles, with a west wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 40 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly sunny skies and 71 degrees, the dew point 68, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.04 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 123 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, a slight risk of a shower or storm, lower 90s. Boston mostly sunny, and a slight risk of a shower or storm in the lower 90s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 2.88 inches for the month, which is 49/100ths above normal, and 26.91 inches for the year, which is 5.95 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1904. And the record low, 47, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:28 p.m. 14 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with a passing shower and lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with the risk of a passing shower and lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with a passing shower possible and lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, hot and humid with highs approaching 90. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with a passing shower and lows in the middle to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today with highs right around 90. Mostly cloudy tonight with just a passing shower, otherwise muggy with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible, some showers and thunderstorms also tomorrow night, highs in the upper 80s. Dry on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 80s. An isolated thunderstorm Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-80s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms Sunday and Monday, lower 80s. And a passing shower Tuesday, otherwise highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.